Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio. This is your boy Cass, chilling as you shall.
Father time was good, dog.
SinCityRadio.net.
We built this shit!
SinCityRadio. Y'all, welcome to another edition of Sin City Radio. This is your boy Cass, chilling as usual with my man Father Time. Time was good, dope.
It's cracking, Doc. It's cracking.
I mean, you be acting like you don't be wanting to answer me when I say that, man. It's like, you know, it's like, yeah, all right, well, what up? What's up with that, man?
I say it was cracking, Doc. I say that every single show.
Right, but you got to be more.
That's my catchphrase.
All right, but you got to be more on it, man. Like, you like, yeah, what's happening, dog? Like, I don't want to be on this phone. Don't get it together, baby.
Dude, hi, guy. How's it going, man? You're groovy, dude. You're the greatest. Fuck you, day.
Well, now you just sound like a jackass. But anyway, Janae, what's happening, baby?
Hello. How's everybody?
Hi.
Look at stuff, what's happening?
Hey, y'all, what's going on?
How are you?
Come on, man. Don't be a jackass your whole life.
I'm sorry.
What's going on, good people? How y'all feeling tonight? Okay, everybody time. Okay, fuck it. This is going to be a fast show today.
I need to be cheered up.
Man, I'm the only one breaking up.
I can hear you.
Alright. Are you up, man?
Yeah.
Alright, I'm going down, man. I'm gonna see if I'm getting a bad connection somewhere.
Alright, so ladies, how's it been going today? Think y'all need to get off the chair. Is it just a bad connection all the way around? Everybody got a bad connection? Or just ain't nobody listening to me?
I didn't hear you.
I said, how's it going? Anything? Anybody got to get off their chest? Anything going on? What's happening?
I mean, ain't nothing really happening with me. A friend of mine, her grandmother passed.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
That was kind of sad.
Sorry for your loss. You have our condolences.
Oh,
your friend
is sorry. Church days. Her grandma was our Sunday school teacher.
Oh, Miss Odessa.
Huh?
I said Miss Odessa.
We was always in trouble. You know how this gets you to reminiscing.
I'm sure. Look, so what about you? What you got going on today?
How about another shoot? I'm trying to relax at the moment.
What the kids say? Y'all motherfuckers need to turn up or something. Shit.
You know what? I'm drinking. Have y'all tried the red apple ale?
The beer is made out of apple?
Yeah, it's got a red label on it. It's called Red.
Yeah, I'll try one.
If you care for it, that's what I'm drinking now. I like them.
They were pretty good. I was kind of scared because our fruity drinks usually give me a heartburn, so I didn't want to drink too many of them. Be sitting at something, I can't breathe. I can't breathe, so I ain't drink too many of them.
Oh, okay.
Well,
it's a fruity beer? It's not really.
I mean,
it's like
an apple type taste, like an apple beer. Shit, they like to me.
So you thought it was too fruity? It was too fruity for you?
No, like I said, I actually liked it, but at the same time, it was like, I you know, like coolers and shit like that gives me gas.
Would you drink it again?
Yeah, I mean, if I knew for a fact that I wouldn't get gassy, or you know, indigestion. I would drink it. If I knew for a fact that I wouldn't get indigestion, I would drink it. It was a good beer.
That's what I'm on right now. I'm trying to get, I'm in relax mode. I needed this hour to come along so I can get in the groove.
Bring her your jump started. Damn.
I had a productive day.
My day was not productive at all. I didn't get shit accomplished. But now I'm going to drink me a beer and forget all about it. I ain't breaking up no more. Yay, yay.
Oh, this is just a... This is a lively bunch of people today.
Well, how was your day?
Hey, how you
doing? What's going on in your world?
I'm doing fine. I've come to the conclusion that I'm not going to let nobody upset me. So whatever I was upset about, I washed it off. Call it a day. It's time to do this Sin City thing. So whatever I was upset about for the next hour and a half, I'm not going to worry about it.
That's what's up. That's what Sin City is about.
Yes.
Get about your problems for an hour and a half. Sometimes two.
Right.
If it was, I mean... All right, y'all, check this out. I know I was watching the news today, and it's some silly motherfuckers in this world. It really is. I mean, normally I don't really speak too much about what goes on the outside world as far as, like, current events, but goddamn, it's some silly motherfuckers out here. I'm going to name the football player first. What was his name again? I can't even think of his name right now.
Aaron Hernandez.
This motherfucker just signed a $40 million deal and now is on trial for murder.
What?
$40 million.
$40 million. He just threw it away. He just said, fuck it, I don't need the money. I got enough money I can stay out of trouble. He better get Ray Lewis attorney.
He better get some attorney. You said what now?
I think he did it.
I said, who did he supposedly kill?
It was his girlfriend's sister's boyfriend. You know, I mean, they've been kicking it. I mean, they got him on tape together. They got him on tape holding the gun. And whoever was in the car with him was turned against him, because that's where the police getting all their evidence from.
Okay. And why? What? I don't know. Why people think when people get money because you make millions of dollars, that changes who you are or what you would do in a situation?
They think they're untouchable.
I'm going to tell you like this.
How does it make you untouchable?
No, it don't.
I mean, when you got money like that, when you got money like that, you figure you could buy your way out of anything. I mean, think about it. You got $40 million in the bank.
$40 million
to take care of a problem.
He signed a contract for $40 million. It don't mean he just get $40 million. Yeah,
well, he got $12 million up front.
Because you got $12 million don't mean you can just go around committing murder and think you can get away with it.
Well, yeah, he's finding that out right now.
I don't think people really think that.
You know what?
I don't know. I don't know.
I think that when you that young and you got that much money and you ain't got the right guidance around you, you're doomed for failure. Think about it. How many of them little young motherfuckers that went to the wayside and got these big contracts, didn't know what the fuck to do, got that money, and something bad happened? I mean, I think at that age, when you that young, man, and you motherfuckers giving you that type of money, dude, you got to have some type of structure. Because, I mean, think about it right now. And I see where you were going with it, that if that's just that type of person, that's just that type of person, whether rich or poor, that type of person is going to his character is going to shine through. Was that what you were saying?
Yeah. He's always going to be who he is until he grows up and probably learn from his mistakes. But unfortunately, One of his mistakes caught up with him too fast. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And that's just what you took the words right out of my mouth. Because, I mean, right now, if you gave me $40 million, there's no way I would act the way I would if I was 19 or 20. 19 to 20, from 18 to 25, if you gave me $40 million, dog, we'd have been in trouble. We'd have been in some serious trouble. At that age, there was nothing you could have told me. You know it and I know it. Come on, man. Let's be real.
He learned the hard way.
Let's think. Man, you know damn well, man, I would have been like, okay. I'm going to have the streets popping.
Well, that money ain't going to keep his ass off a life sentence.
Oh, no. But I'm just saying, it just amazes me. Like, they need more. I truly believe that they need more mentoring. You know, when you get in a situation like that, man, and that much money come below, and you said it yourself. You say you got gang ties and all that, man. When you see a motherfucker headed like, well, and I mean, I'm pretty sure they like, well, you know, we ain't here to hold your hand. We here to see you play football. But
right.
I'm pretty sure,
right.
Man. I mean, but at some point in time, I would, like, me personally, if I was on another team, and I would try to get a bio. And when I say a bio, I mean everything. Where they from, where they parents, you know, everything. What type of background they come from. And if I had a player like Hernandez, yes, I would be like, okay, I'm going to hook you up with this mentor program. I'm going to hook you up with this mentor. Well, you know what? Well, motherfucker can show you the right way. Because I done invested $40 million. I mean, granted, they don't lose nothing because they ain't got to pay him. But nevertheless, it's like, damn, you know, he's a very marketable player.
But would that work if he still, and I mean, not to say that everybody is a follower, but you got $40 million, you young, and you got all your friends that you've hung with forever. So why would you turn your back on them? So now you still hanging with the same people. You feel what I'm saying? And people feel
yeah,
like...
I know exactly what you're saying.
I do believe in some cases if you had that mentoring figure, you know, if you had a mentoring figure, it would probably prone you not to do as much. You know what I'm saying? I mean, okay, perfect example, dog. I'll take you for example. I mean, when you left and when you went to the military, we were wilding. We were wilding out. But now when you came back, yeah, I might still doing some things, but it was like when I was around you, I didn't do everything that I did when you was away from me. And then, like, the more that I was around you, the less I did those type of things. So, I mean, I think a mentoring thing could work.
I do, too.
But
you got to be open
away,
for
but
it.
Did you, exactly. And did you pull away from the people? Not to say that you were no longer their friends, but did you kind of see yourself pulling away from those people that had you going in that other direction?
You know what? To a certain extent where I kind of, like, really opened my eyes and seen, okay, I can hang with you while you doing this, but when it's time for you, when you get to doing that, I need to go the other way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just like that IFI job, dog. I mean, shit. I wouldn't have took that job serious if you wasn't there. I'm being quite honest with you. I wouldn't have took that job serious if you wasn't there. If you wasn't there, talking about, man, come on, let's go to work, dog, let's go. Man, I'm not finna get whatever. And it was an evening shift, too. I felt like I was missing everything. If you wasn't there, dog, I wouldn't have took that job serious. And I know Wick wouldn't have.
Hey, man, that motherfucker paid the bill, shit. I hated that shit, too, man, but
Shit, fuck that. Motherfucker got to go to work.
Yeah, but see, you got to think about it. You got to think about it, dog. I was, what, 18? I was 18, fresh out of high school. You know what I'm saying? To me, it wasn't that serious. It wasn't that serious for me to go until you got around me, like, saying what you just said. Oh, fuck this shit. Shit ain't gonna pay for itself.
Ain't shit free.
Right.
Ain't damn thing free in this world.
Oh, I don't know. And Jadine, you're right too, because you can't save everybody. But I would at least try it. You know what I'm saying? Because some people, like you said, some people just going to be who the fuck they going to be. And he got to be the biggest jackass I done seen thus far.
I mean, how did the person die, though? Was it an accident? Or
did
he just kill somebody?
He shot him in the head.
Repeatedly. Damn. The head, the chest, the arm.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, that was
just something in him. He had to be at that shit,
live
that life.
That's 23 years old with a lot of money, a lot of time, and that gang affiliation shit on your record. That's all that is. He 23, he rich, and he still think he in a fucking gang.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
True. Yeah.
I mean, how many rich motherfuckers you know that's out there committing gang activity shit?
He still got that gang mentality, and bet you any money it was one of them motherfuckers that ratted him out.
Probably. Whoever was with him turned on him.
Exactly.
Yeah, because he's the only one being charged.
Exactly. So you know the motherfucker that was with him is the motherfucker testifying against him.
He's the only motherfucker out of everybody that was there that's being charged.
Exactly.
Dumb motherfucker. $40 million, man. You're a goddamn idiot. You're a dumb motherfucker.
Right.
You know, you should have called Ray Lewis. Ray was charged with murder.
Yeah, but Ray.
That's why I say he. That's why he need to get his lawyer. Whoever Ray Lewis' lawyer was, that's who he need to get.
Yeah, but
as long as he don't get Ray Caruso's lawyer, he
all right. Yeah. Well, no. Now Ray hung himself.
That was a hell of a trial, boy. I watched that trial. That trial was funnier than my brother.
Who, Ray?
Both of them Rays. That dude got a thing called Ray Lewis, all kind of bitches. You a bitch, Ray. Ray Lewis like, all right, motherfucker. Say that shit when I beat this shit and catch you in the street. Who a bitch then?
You know what? What was that, Jadine?
I just asked, who did he kill? I keep hearing people talk about him, but I never knew what he did.
I don't think
he didn't
quite
do it.
He didn't actually do it. I think what it was his bodyguard that did it or something.
And he was the big name, so they went after him.
Yeah, he was the big name, so yeah, that was pretty much how that went. He was more like.
He didn't pull it.
I believe so too. But this dude, this motherfucker Hernandez, he just pow, 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 shot the motherfucker. Mm-hmm.
I think he did it.
And go get up and go to practice tomorrow.
Like, ain't shit wrong.
Yeah, like, what? Shit wrong. And, I mean, you can look on his face, man, like, man, fuck y'all.
Right, he was standing in the courtroom like, man, why am I here? Fuck, is this some bullshit? You just killed somebody, motherfucker. That's why you there.
Shit, he popped
this
one.
This man, he ain't done shit wrong.
Popped a molly.
He ain't done nothing wrong. He thinking he getting out tomorrow. And they gave his ass no bail. You got $40 million. You ain't finna skip.
Yeah.
Right here with him.
Well, and they knew it. They knew that he had that they knew he had, like you said, they gave him a $12 million signing bonus. So, yeah, that's in your bank. They knew he had enough money to bail out. They just like, oh,
yeah.
No, we can sign you and give you one.
Now, the motherfuckers ain't done. We ain't going to just let you just walk away from a murder. Or you stay right here in jail with us.
And he was, and you know what? He probably would have got a bail, but you see him looking so cocky, like, yeah, whatever, motherfucker. It's like, oh, no, nah, you ain't getting no bail. Fuck you. Yeah, your cocky 23 ass.
23 with money, man. That's the attitude he got. He thinking he could beat anything because he got a couple dollars.
Okay.
They finna let his ass go.
As you say, let's flip this. Ladies, you, I mean, let's go back to your youth. Zadine, I'm going to start with you. You've made mention that you were kind of wild back in your youth. 18 years old, $40 million.
Mm-hmm.
Think you could be the same person?
I mean, to a point, I think I was a little bit more, I don't know. I've always been older than my age anyway. I would have did, you know, how you glow, you gonna blow some. You know what I'm saying? I probably would have did that being young. But I think I would have did some good things with it too, made sure it lasted.
Hey, Janine.
Mm-hmm.
Don't bullshit me.
Don't bullshit
me.
I had to be responsible. You 18 years old with $40 million in the bank. You gonna run wild like a motherfucker.
I would have blew some of it. I said I would have blew some of it. You would have went on trip. I would have did, but I wouldn't be going around killing people. I mean, I wouldn't. You know what I'm saying? I got $40 million. Shit, I'm trying to be happy. I ain't trying to be, and I'm sure not gonna be around motherfuckers who trying to take my money from me. Shit, trying to leech off me. Y'all going back to our motherfucking business.
Now, see, now that's a good point. I'm gonna come back to that.
Mm-hmm.
Look at so 18 years old, $40 million.
You know what? Same deal. You know, I was a mother too, and so there definitely would have been a whole lot of tricking. But I also had, like you said, I had somebody in my corner. You know what I'm saying? Who wasn't gonna let me just be completely and utterly stupid. You know what I mean? So, you know, yeah, I would have done my share of ignorance shit, but like Janine said, I certainly wouldn't have went around killing people. And so by that time, I figured out, you know, where I was at the time, who was, you know, my friend and who was just there trying to use me. So them people definitely, I don't have a problem with that at all. If I feel like you're not benefiting me and we ain't on the same level with a lot of shit, I don't have a problem with saying deuces. So, yeah, them people would have been cut off. And I would have done my share of ignorant shit too, but definitely not no crime.
You know what? I think y'all must have watched the Obama speech today.
No, I'm talking about, like, I used to steal, okay? I was a thief. I can admit it. I was the best thief you have ever seen in your life. That's just like saying, I got $40 million, but because I'm used to stealing, I'm going to still be out there stealing. I got $40 million. Why would I go steal? It's like, why, you know, people need, I don't know, some people just don't think about that. They still want to keep that same, I don't know, things that they got going on, but I stole for a reason. And yeah, sometimes I didn't have to steal, and I did, but I'm just saying.
I'm going to tell y'all straight up. $40 million. I'm Nino Brown again. I'm gonna take penitentiary chances because I figure I got enough money to get the best lawyers to get me out of any kind of trouble.
I mean, so
and
what kind of you got $40 million? So now you about to sell drugs? Is that what you're saying?
Goddamn yeah. right. I'm going to
yeah.
flood the street.
Yeah. As stupid as that sounds, at 18, I would have tried to flood the streets again. I would have tried to be Nino Brown. Not thinking in my head, I could buy all this shit without this. But, yeah, I mean, and I know it sounds fucked up, and I'll be the first one to admit it is fucked up for us to be thinking like that. But he's right. He's 110% right. $40 million, I would have dropped at least four keys off in this hood, four keys off in that hood. Hey, now y'all motherfuckers complaining. Not thinking in my head, I really don't even need to do this. But that, like, and then it goes back to what you said. If that's all you know, you
okay,
I mean,
so
even with the,
I,
even
I
with the money.
Have, I mean, I wouldn't have went into that because that's not something that would have just came to my mind. I mean, I've been with guys that sold drugs, you know what I'm saying? I wouldn't see him out there selling. Now, if you're talking about you going to wherever Cuba to get the shit, and you know what I'm saying? And now you the big dealer. You're not just one of the, you know what I mean?
You know, it goes like this. When you got $40 million, you want to turn that $40 million into $80 million. It's never enough. You can never have enough money. I don't care what. You could be a dope dealer, football player, whatever. You can never have enough money.
Okay,
so
money
when you get money like that, you do what you do best. You know what I'm saying?
That might be the difference between a male thinking and a female thinking. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We're not trying to steal
no,
her.
No,
we're
no,
to go
you
believe,
do you think Oprah got enough money? Did you, let me ask you a question. As far as the men and the women go, let's take Oprah. Do you think every time Oprah make a business decision, she always thinks about how much money am I going to make out of this? Because you can never have enough.
Right, but she ain't thinking about selling no drugs.
No,
what
I'm not. Let's just take drugs out of it. Let's take the drugs out of it.
Okay. I'm going to tell you like this. This is my own personal point of view. I feel like anybody who's playing with millions and millions and millions, I feel like those people are criminals, period. And it might be a different kind of criminal. You know what I'm saying? You got your white-collar criminals. You got your hood criminals. They doing some criminal shit. I mean, I work with people who are playing with motherfucking millions on top of millions. There's no way in my mind that I believe that they're not into something criminal. But you got to pick and choose your criminal. I'm not going to go sell drugs because that's instant. You know what I'm saying? Either if somebody ain't trying to kill me for what I got, then I'm going to get sent to prison.
That's my whole thing. You're in a whole nother ball field, you know, when you talking about selling at that level. You know, you're not one of the little minions. You're not one of the little people down at the bottom in the streets no more. You know, big time now. Now you're dealing with a whole other type of people. You see what I'm saying?
You know what? Both of y'all are absolutely right. But what we're saying, at 18, our minds didn't think like that. Our minds thought, just like he said, I got 40, I'm finna make 80. I'm finna turn this 40 to 80. Everything was just a double up in our mind.
But that's a male 18-year-old. That's a male 18-year-old. At 18-year-old, I'm pretty sure me and Janine, like we said, we both had kids. We were thinking about getting clothes and shit. You know what I'm saying? We were thinking about having a wardrobe.
Hold on. Now, and I hear y'all, but it was the females out there on the same thing that we was on.
Mm-hmm.
It was. It truly was. And I'm not saying this to say it was a good thing, because y'all are 110% right. That is like the most fucked up mentality you could possibly have. You got $40 million. You didn't think about buying a business. You didn't think about doing shit. But you thought about selling some fucking dope. Yes, it's fucked up, but when you 18, and then, once again, no mentor, nobody to say, look, this is what you need to do with that money.
Well, if you would have had your woman, if you would have had the right woman, you would have been taking your money anyway and investing it, so you would have never ran out.
Yeah, and her. And her and her, whatever she wants to invest in. I mean, come on now. At 18, I'm 18. I got $40 million. I'm sorry, two 18-year-olds ain't going to be trying to make the most executive. We ain't going to be trying to be like, we ain't going to be like Beyonce and Jay-Z, not at 18.
And two 18-year-olds, please believe me, she wasn't the only chick he had at 18 years old with 40 million.
I know that. I'm just saying, I'm sure you had a main woman. I said if she was knew what she was doing, there was always people who, but I mean, I don't know. I took business classes, so I knew about all that stuff. So I would have wasted a bunch of money. But you know what I'm saying? I would have also known I needed to invest my money to make money off of my money.
But you don't think like that at 18. You don't think like that at 18. 18-year-olds don't think about investment. We're not opening a McDonald's. We don't think like that.
That's the difference.
No
18-year-old
thinks like that.
How you gonna tell me how I was thinking?
Yo, I know, don't know damn 18-year-old thing about opening up no McDonald's with $40 million. They party.
See, that's why Kay came up with that. You know what I'm saying? You have to have somebody in your corner that's telling you. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Which way to go? So,
I'm 18. I ain't hearing nothing you saying. I don't care about nothing you saying. It's my money. I can do what I want to do with it.
And again, it depends on the individual. It depends on the person.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Now me, you know what?
I had that person who wasn't going to let me do nothing stupid. That was period point blank. When I got pregnant, you know what I'm saying, the boot got even harder. You know what I'm saying? So it was definitely not going to be no whole lot of, you know, doing no more ignorant shit. I had that person there.
I mean, and that would have been a great thing. But like I said, and for all practical purposes, we had our mothers there, but hell, it was only so much that at 18, we were so damn rebellious against them that it was like they were the enemy. So they were the last people that we was listening to because they were too busy trying to tell us what we shouldn't do. You know what I'm saying? So every time, like a lot of times, like, well, should listen to your mother. Well, yeah, I should have, but I didn't because, you know, when you're growing up and you're a teenager, your parents are the enemy. So whatever they telling you, you pretty much saying, nah, they don't know what they're talking about.
What we're saying is as women, because we already bumped our heads already. Not to say our kids was mistakes. I already saw that. I bumped my head already. I didn't already look like shit. I got to grow up. Y'all as boys, you know, 18 years old, y'all probably had to be through that. So maybe after y'all got y'all money, y'all would have had to go through something in order to see, okay, I need to do something different. You see what I mean?
Well, okay. I mean, I understand that point. But, in for all practical purposes, you probably would have took X amount of dollars and made sure it got put up to do something. I mean, I'm not disputing that. I'm not disputing y'all probably would have. But all I'm saying is at 18, you living a rough life, you coming to that type of money, nah, without that mentor, you're going to make a lot of critical mistakes. And let's just hope that you don't make a mistake like you said. Hope that you don't make a mistake that you just can't get the fuck out of.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, yep. Let's think about it now, people. If, shit. You give us $40 million now. Shit. I mean, you might buy your house, your car, but shit, you ain't about to be a... Yeah, I'm finna go grab all my motherfucking friends. You like, fuck them. I'm finna get my kids together.
Right.
I'm finna build a business. I'm finna do this. I'm finna do that. Shit, you ain't thinking about your friends. I mean, maybe the ones that's like initially really close to you. And,
right, so ain't going home.
Yeah, okay, and even with that. Now, here's a question that I was going to ask earlier. How do you weed out the friends? How do you weed out the ones that you say, man, this motherfucker just ain't no good? I mean, because my thing is this. If we all broke, ain't none of us got shit, ain't no reason for you to be jealous of me. Now, I got all the money. If you ain't got shit, you ain't going to show me how much you hate me or how much you envy me because Hell, you want my money.
Well, how do we weed them out? I feel that point completely, but you think about your own damn group of friends. At some point in time or another, one of you or, you know what I'm saying, two of y'all at some point in time had a little bit more than the rest of the clique. And when you had that, you know what I'm saying, you did for your close friends. Me personally, again, with all my heart, I believe that relationships are about, you know what I'm saying, doing for one another. And that don't just mean romantic relationships. Your friends, that's a relationship. Your coworkers, that's a relationship. You know what I'm saying? Anybody you come in contact with, that's a relationship. So, shit, if you ain't never, ever had a damn thing to offer, but you always had your hand out, you're one of them people that's, you know, I might give you a little something because out of the kindness of my heart, but you're definitely getting cut off after that. You know, one of your friends is a rider and which one of your friends is just there just because, you know what I'm saying, you're who you are and they want to be around.
Okay, hold up 1 second. We got a new caller.
Ain't no caller,
who's that? What the hell are you
doing? I had to change phones.
Okay. All right, well, back to the program. Zadine, what about you?
Yeah.
I mean, you didn't make mention about that this friend that you didn't have, that you've been carrying this motherfucker like a weight since y'all was kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I mean, do you like, well, that's just her, she my girl, I'm carrying her, or I'm dropping this bitch in the ocean?
Nah, I can't carry her. I don't know. You know, I can't really say that I wouldn't do nothing for her. But then, I guess it would just depend on how I feel at that moment, because she just, as long as she was old, dude, I don't know if I would feel right just giving her money. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I don't know, and I feel like I'm breaking up, so I don't know if I am or not.
We all got our friends
who is like, you know what I'm saying, you can see that. Like, just hypothetically speaking, if this motherfucker hit the lottery, you already know what they do with their money. And that's just, for, you know what I'm saying, they spent $2 and won $500,000. And, like, I know somebody that's like that person, spent $10 on a stretch off and won $500,000. Now, this is like, you know what I'm saying? You know how your friends are. If I get this person, you know what I'm saying, however much money, what are they going to do with it? You know what I'm saying? So it's not that hard to weed those people out.
Because
all your friends at some point or another have told you, you know, they've given you an insight to where their mind is at. If you got a friend and all they talk about is selling drugs, getting pussy, and this, that, and the other, you already know. If you give that motherfucker $1 million, what he going to do with you? If you got a friend that's on, you know what I'm saying, like, shit, I'm trying to go to school, I'm trying to, you know what I'm saying, get my business degree, I'm trying to do this, that, and the other, and you get him $1 million, you know that if you set them up, you got, you know what I'm saying, that's an investment in itself, even if you don't make nothing off of it, you know?
Okay.
You know.
What about you, dog?
What's the question, bro? Man, I had to change phones, man. I'm trying to catch up with y'all.
Okay. You done hit this money. You got your partners around. You know, earlier they said, you know, you try to, you know, get rid of the motherfuckers that, you know, ain't no good for you. But how do you know who's no good for you and who's not? I mean, who's cool, who's riding with you, who just ain't no good for you? Because like I said, we all broke, so, you know, there's no big old thing about that. And I done got rich. I mean, motherfuckers really ain't going to show their hand how they really feel because they want some money.
got to disagree with that. Because, I mean, your friends are your friends when you had money or you didn't have money. You know what I mean? Because you know how they was when y'all was broke. So if you got a couple dollars, you know, why would anything change?
Okay, but now my thing is, okay, if you feel like a motherfucker's envious of you now because you got that couple of dollars. I mean, because that happens now. The best of friends turn the worst of enemies when it comes down to money.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
You know, I mean, and it's pretty much like the same old scenario me and you was talking about last week. If a motherfucker hit the Powerball, I mean, do you really think X would give you money or Y would give you money? I mean, yeah, I guess that's the way I guess I'm asking you. I mean, would you look at all us and be like, okay, I know if this was vice versa, he'll give me money. I know he'll give me money. I know he'll give me money.
Right, but like you said, I already knew that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, hold on, dog. We got a new caller calling in. Caller, what's happening?
Good, fella. What it do? What it do? I'm chilling. Burning the hell up. Damn. Air condition went out. Hot still.
But look, listen, man. This is the way I see it. All my friends was my friends before I got money. Right?
Uh-huh.
So I know how they all are. You know what I mean? I don't understand the question.
I don't think you do. But I mean,
I don't see
okay.
why anything would change.
Okay.
All right.
What?
I was going to say, you know, give them my example. You know, if you got one of your friends and that's all they're talking about is, you know what I'm saying, getting pussy or tricking off money or this, that, and the other, would you necessarily hook that person up and you got another friend that's like, you know what I'm saying, I'm trying to get my degree and I'm trying to start a business and this, that, and the other. You know how your friends are, so what do you mean nothing will change? You telling me you would give $1 million to that person, to that friend that's always talking about doing the wrong thing?
Maybe I can't really lay low that, but if that's your friend, you try to eat out between both of them.
That's a good answer.
Yeah, because regardless, okay. if that's your friend, you know how that person is, and you know he's still your friend, though.
Okay, you might as well wipe that money away. I don't think this is part of the question you didn't understand. I said, now, okay, our friendship is our friendship, but nobody has shit. Nobody has shit. I mean, I ain't got shit. You ain't got shit. We ain't got shit. You know, shit, we all struggling. We all trying to make it day to day. So money's not no issue with us, right? Money is not an issue with us. Money ain't never been an issue with us. Because the simple fact, none of us had none like that. So why would money be an issue?
Well, now, I forgot to be like this, dog. If you hit the lottery... If you hit the lottery for $5 million and you didn't break me off, we would have a problem. I was there with you when you was broke. Now you got some money
that
you don't know.
Why? Because you his friend? You had
damn
spent
right.
money?
I was there
oh,
to give it.
That's bullshit. Now, if you came and asked me for it, I wouldn't even give it to you. How are you going to come ask me for my money?
I shouldn't have to ask you.
That's what I'm saying. You're right. You shouldn't be asking me for my money as my friend.
Fuck that. We've been friends too long. I need a couple thousand, man. Fuck what you're talking about.
Whatever.
At the end of the day, I need the money. You going to give it to me or not?
I should give it to you because I want to give it to you, not because you come in to ask me for it, now that you see that I got it.
But see, that's my point. If we were friends in the beginning and you came into money like that, I shouldn't have to ask you. You should come to me and be like, hey, man, look, I just won $5 million, man. I'm going to break you off, dog. Go ahead and do what you got to do. That's the conversation.
Do what
you're going to do.
And that's if it's
okay.
One of my friends that I feel like they deserve to have the money. If I got a friend where all she do when she get paid is smoke weed, but then she can't never pay her light bill, she always behind on her rent, she always getting evicted, what the fuck I'm going to give you some money for? Now,
exactly.
I might buy her a house. I might buy it because I know exactly where that money is going to, even though I know the house. Gonna be nasty and fucked up by the time she gets through with it. But still, at least I know she'll be in the house. It's for her kids, and they ain't got to be moving all the time like they used to.
Exactly.
If you buy her a house or get money, what's the difference?
Right. What's
There's
the
a
difference?
Huge difference.
What's the difference? You know it's gonna
But I know if I give you $200,000, which is
I'll take that cash by the time y'all can buy me a house.
I want a house and a car.
Yeah.
Cause you're my friend. You helped me out. Now, how you feel when I turn around and put that house on the market?
You're not gonna
do that. Put the house on the market with my name on the house.
Exactly.
How you gonna give me a house and not put my name on it?
What the fuck? Your name can be on it too. I say my name can't be on it.
But I'm saying you're not gonna do that. Seriously, you're gonna sit up here and you're gonna know that for the rest of your life you have a home.
I understand.
Where you don't have to pay no rent.
Maybe you need to explain this to me like I'm 2 years old because I'm just not getting it.
Okay, well,
you
bought
the house and you say you bought me the house.
Okay, well, let me say this. All right, let me ask this scenario. Like you said, I won $5 million. I said, dude, I got plans. I got plans. I'm finna do. I got this dream of creating this business. So I'm going to invest in my business first. I think that's my first priority is to get this business off the ground. Let's just say it's a six month period that it's taking me to get this business off the ground. Would you be upset if in 6 months 6 months of me winning $5 million you didn't get a dollar? Would you be upset with me?
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't be upset. I'd be expecting a job.
A job?
No.
Give me a job when your business jump off.
No. I mean, even okay. So what about now? What about this? And I mean, I'm glad y'all are playing this because I just won the other day. No, I'm just playing. No, you motherfuckers supposed to laugh.
We about to, man. I'm about to gas up. Now I'm on my way.
But not.
I'll be to pick you up. I'll be there in 20 minutes, dog. Let's roll. If it hit the road. Here we come.
Let's go, dog.
If he give you that job, are you going to expect days off when you don't need a day off? Or are you going to expect that you can get free shit?
Better yet, let me ask you, in them 6 months, you know, it's like, okay, my man say that he doing this, he doing that, you know, but in that 6 months, y'all see me buy a house, y'all see me buy cars, y'all see me draping, y'all see me just doing the damn thing. Do you get mad?
I ain't gonna lie, I would.
Yeah, I could tell you right now they would.
I'd be mad at the motherfucker like, this is a bitch. I'm about to go burn all his shit down. Fuck that motherfucker.
They'll be pushing off Facebook. All the fuckers sure do change when they get their money.
That damn right. You see, I have a picture of me standing in front of his house burning like a motherfucker with a match in my hand.
So, but you just said you willing. I mean, you know, you willing to let me get this business off the ground.
Right. Go ahead. Get your business.
But I can't do nothing for myself.
Hey, man. Hey, I just follow the rules, man. I don't make them up. I just follow them.
So your friend is supposed to take care of you before he takes care of himself and his family.
Exactly.
Hey, I was there before his family.
You are on my cut-off list from the giddy-up. This nigga is getting cut off as soon as I get some money. That's why I'm not looking. That's why I'm not much.
I mean, hey, I just look at it like this, man. Friends is friends. If we was dogs back in the day and one of us got rich, shit, how come we still can't be dogs to look out? I mean, shit, we look out for each other when we have shit. If I had $5, I made sure I bought enough beer for everybody. Whatever it was.
Okay.
It was four double
okay.
deuces. Fuck it. We all had a beer.
I
why should it change when a motherfucker get money?
Okay, he'll get you a beer. He'll get you a beer. Why he got to get you cars and houses and shit like that? If he's still supposed to be your friend,
I didn't ask for none of that.
You didn't ask for it because you already expect it. And that's just based on who you are. You expect that as soon as he gets that money, he's going to look out for you.
Well, I mean, that's... I would hope that.
So how much you expect?
I mean, if I hit the lottery, I'm pretty sure them motherfuckers going to be looking at me like shit. Ooh.
Okay, well, how much do you expect? What's enough? If he gets $10 million, how much would you expect him to give you?
I would expect him to give me anything. I would hope he'd just break me off and let me get some kind of business going. Invest in my ideas. That's all I'm asking. You got the money, I got the ideas. Invest in me. We supposed to be boys.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I mean,
now,
you got 10 million.
What if your idea is a complete flop? I mean, from the gate, I'm like, man, that idea ain't a good idea.
But it's my idea, man.
But it's my
money.
You
know what
money.
I'm saying? It's true enough, it's your, but I'm your boy.
So?
So if
what
I
you
say,
mean
okay,
so?
Hold,
that's supposed
hold, to... hold on, let me just ask you, dog. Let's just say you got the $10 million. You got the $10 million, and I said, man, I got an idea. Hey, dude, I'm pretty sure you're going to want to know what my idea is.
Of course.
Right? And I just say some off the wall shit like, man, I want to make some shit. Just
hey,
something.
No just, Friday on them. We want to sell dope, do hair, and babysit out the same house.
Right. Yeah. Like, yeah, just say, dog, I got a spot that I can open that I can sell dope. Hey, they can do hair upstairs and a daycare. I just need $100,000 from you to do it.
And I got $10 million.
Yeah.
And on everything I love, I put this on my grandmama. If that's what you wanted to do, you my boy, and you only need $100,000, and I got $10 million, I'd give it to you.
So you wouldn't
that's
tell
on my grandma.
You wouldn't say
just
man,
out of strength of friendship.
Okay. All right. And I hear that. I respect you for it, and I'm glad that you're that type of friend. But now my shit go belly up. Now I come back to you.
You on your
own. But you my boy.
I helped you. I put the money in your hand. I gave you a chance to go out there and get your start. If you chose to invest in the wrong thing, that's on you. Ain't got nothing to do with me.
I need some more help, though.
Hey, friends is friends, man. But, you know, this is business.
I need some more help, though.
I already helped
help.
You're not going to force out the money. You're not going to just give somebody.
You only gave me $100,000 out of $10 million anyway.
But you know what, dog? Listen to me, man. Listen to me. I would tell you, look, man, I don't think your idea is going to work, but here's the money. That's it. That's all I got for you, dog. So you might want to invest in something else, but I can't give you nothing after this. We would have that understanding at jump before I even give you the money. I ain't giving you shit else. I mean, I'll come pick you up. We can go kick it. You know, we can go fly to Vegas, whatever. But as far as investing in your ideas, those days are over. I'm trying to keep my money.
some type of friend you are.
Hey, that's straight up, man. That's real, dog.
I mean, but, dog, I'm just fucking with you. All practical purposes, I hear what you're saying. I mean, it's just a simple fact that a motherfucker just got to do what a motherfucker got to do. I mean, but now just think, because you didn't give me that money the second time, and he ain't shit now. He ain't shit. So now, how many people you think gonna react like that? Because everybody ain't gonna have a great idea, and everybody ain't gonna do their money right.
Yeah, but see, once if you establish that, you know, this is business. I'm investing your business because we're friends. But this is a business decision that I'm making. Friends, you know, like I say, friends is friends. But you know, when it comes to business, I mean, if I got $10 million, I want to try to make more because $10 million ain't gonna last long.
I understand what you're saying, but now at the same time, understand what I'm saying. If I'm that bitter ass friend now, you see what I'm saying? I mean, because at some point in time, like I said, every one of us, if you gave all of us $100,000, all of us ain't going to make the right decisions with that money.
Right.
You know it or not.
Right.
Now, when the motherfucker come back to you and say, well, man, okay, I fucked it up, but man, just hook me up one more time. And you say, well, no, motherfucker, I told you what it was. You really think a motherfucker gonna turn around and say, yeah, Tommy, you right? No, that's when you will see that, like, motherfucker, like, okay, he ain't shit. He ain't shit.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
well, that's okay. I'll be that friend that ain't
okay,
shit.
But my question is this. That, and see, that was the initial question. How do you eliminate situations like that from ever getting started?
Probably by not giving your friends no fucking money.
I think that's what Janine was trying to say, dog.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We're not saying that we wouldn't give none of our friends no money, but we know which ones that we would rather give it to. That's what we're saying. Just like you said, you want to start a business. I would respect that. You see what I'm saying? And me, if I was your best friend and I've known you and I've known you to at least try to do the right thing, then, you know, I would be more prone to want to give you the money. But when I got a friend that I know you ain't did shit ever in your life, you see what I'm saying? You ain't never tried to do nothing. You waste your money all the time on weed. The kids don't be having no food. Why would I give you $100,000 just here? Just give you $100,000 worth of cash.
I'm gonna tell you like this, dog. Now you, yeah, I would give you some money. My brother, my own blood brother, I would give him some money, but it would be in an account where he only could get X amount of dollars out because I know what he would do. I know my brother. I know if you gave my brother that much money at once, man, my brother probably be in a river somewhere.
That's just like I give my uncle. You know, and of course, everybody want to take care of family. My uncle on drugs. I'm about to give him $20,000. Really?
I wouldn't even tell nobody. I would tell a select few people. And there'd be a postcard from an island that I just bought somewhere. Because, I mean, you know, like you say, man, when you pull, you know, everybody you know is poor, and then a motherfucker, you know, come into money, that shit changes your friendships, man.
Yeah, it do. But see, like I said, right now, money is the last issue that any of us will ever argue about. Why? Because ain't none of us got none. So money is the last issue that me, you, Wick, or anybody else would argue about. We ain't got no money like that for... I ain't never had no money for you to look back and say, damn, man, that nigga, he doing that like that, and nigga ain't even cut a nigga in. Neither have you, neither have Wick. But we can't never, money has never been an argument with us. Because they have, ain't none of us never had it.
Well, I tend to disagree, man. I'm a rich motherfucker every night I go to sleep.
Well, yeah, too.
I be dreaming like a motherfucker.
Every time I dream, I'm rich as hell.
Goddamn right. So I had money. In the alternate life, but shit, I'm rich.
Yeah, well, whatever the case is. We're not talking about your alternate life. We're talking about right now.
Oh, well, I ain't got no money now.
Exactly. Shit.
Yeah, money ain't a problem to me.
Motherfucker happy if a motherfucker borrow $20 from a motherfucker. Hey, damn, man, you got 20 drop for a nigga? Yeah, but I'm going to need that back, man.
Hey, man, you know when I'm happy, man? I'm going to tell you, you know, I am very, very happy when I got a 40 and a pack of cigarettes. I ain't going to even lie. I'm happy as a fuck. I could drink and smoke at the same time.
I mean, ain't nothing wrong with that. But like I said, money ain't never been an issue with us. So, I mean, I can honestly see an issue with our money becoming an issue if one of us did get rich.
I think it'd be an issue, too.
I can't, because we're going to take each other and party. Motherfucker don't give you no money, you're going to party with them. So that's just like enjoying
the
world.
No, that's different, man. That's different, though. That's different. I don't see that. You can come pick me up all the time and go out and party, but, shit, I want you to break me up sooner or later.
Well, I mean.
Okay, Wick, let me ask you. Wick, let me ask you. You had $10 million. How much would you... And, I mean, if you agree with you agree with all the time, right?
Hold on, somebody texting?
No. Unless somebody is texting. I just heard it. But anyway, what you were saying last?
Okay, you pretty much agree with all the time about the money thing, right? About the friends and the money.
Right.
All right. Oh, $10 million. How much do you give me?
Come on.
Huh?
Am I the only one that hear that?
Somebody calling?
I can't be the only motherfucker that hear that.
I'm hearing it.
Okay, I think it'll went away now.
Period. You have to get that period in there.
What?
No, they was texting. They had to get that period in there.
Okay.
So go ahead. You got $10 million. How much you give me, man?
How much you give me?
100,000.
You give me 100,000 out of $10 million.
See, that's an insult. We're supposed to be boys.
I got other problems. I can't give everybody 100,000. I got other people. 100,000. You ain't happy with them? We'll give you 100,000 back then, motherfucker.
That's too much.
That's why you don't get a nigga.
$100,000 back. Man, if you won $10 million and gave me $100,000, I'd throw that shit back at you.
Enough is never enough, but you didn't have
it's
that.
It's $100,000, old man. What you mean? It's $100,000 that you have.
Exactly. That's why he's on my cutoff list. I
wouldn't fuck with him. You ungrateful
motherfucker. Man, okay, I bought you $100,000 worth of 40s.
But when have you ever had $100,000 put in your hand at one time, cash dollars? At one time. We've never had that.
Every night I go to sleep.
Hold on, y'all. Now, okay. You said you give me $100,000. You give me $100,000. You got $10 million. Now, I'm not gonna accept it. But what if I feel like, man, you owe me more than that? I mean, I feel like you should give me more than $100,000.
I'm not, but if I just gave you $100,000 and you be like, this ain't shit, who say why would I give you more? If I just gave you $100,000, you look at me like, nigga, this $10. You look at me like this $10.
Hold on.
You look at me like this
$10. I'm not going to say it because just like you said, I don't want you to take it back. But then what if I just feel like, damn, man, you owe me more than that, man. I feel like you owe me more than that.
I figure once you spend that $100,000, you should be
all right. Hold on. How do you think my attitude is going to be towards you? I mean, I told
you. I didn't give a rat's ass. I still got you after winning $100,000.
Oh,
I got $10 million. Fuck you. I got $10 million. Fuck you. I'm going somewhere else. I don't have to see you no more.
And you just proved my point. All the time.
No, I just gave you $100,000, dude.
I hear what you're saying.
Well, look, if any one of y'all want to give me $100,000, I promise to God in heaven I will be the most grateful person in the world.
I mean, I hear you, dog. We just hypothetically speaking, but where's the time at? Is you still on here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Is my point proven?
I plead the fifth.
Oh, okay.
He's one of the people that expects you. You see, I know people that I done put food in their belly. I've given. And if they were to hit with some money, I would not look at that person at all like he owed me or like owe me anything. What I would do is hope that, okay, you know I was there for you when you didn't have shit. You know what I'm saying? So hopefully you would reciprocate that. But if you didn't, I'm not going to look at you like I hate you. I just know what kind of friend, quote, end quote, I really have.
Well, if I got to me, man, I'm going to break everybody off a little something, man.
I mean, and you supposed, I mean, okay, ain't nothing wrong with that. But my point is that, see, this. What my point was is that once that money come into play, motherfuckers don't act funny. So how do you weed out the motherfuckers that's not going to act funny? How you going to weed out the motherfuckers that's going to say, all right, man, even though you got this money, and I'm still your friend. Cause see, a lot
but
of
you know how to do that, because you know it's the same ones that when you was broke that was there that was broke.
No, it's different. It's not. It's totally different because money ain't never been a factor. So why would it be? That's the argument ain't none of us ever had over money.
All right, ain't
well,
nobody
you do still owe me $5.
As long as I owe you, you'll never be broke.
See, now we about to have an argument.
Well, I mean, hey.
I need my money,
think
man.
About, we hope so. You just got that $5 in your pocket.
I think the best way you can weed that out is by experience, man. You really can't figure it out until it actually happened to you. Until you actually came into some money and actually experienced that. That's the only way you're going to be able to weed them out, man.
Okay.
Just know you're going to be in a smaller trust crowd.
Take smaller amounts.
Your friends will be smaller. Just know that.
Take smaller amounts. Take your tax money, for example. Do you feel like because I got 8 stacks back in taxes and you got 4 stacks back in taxes that I owe you something because you took me to dinner that one time when I was depressed or whatever, whatever? I mean, let's not even deal with millions. Let's just tax money, for example. That's simple. That's, everybody gets that, you know what I'm saying, if they work. Or whatever. Everybody.
Wish a motherfucker would ask me for some money when I got my taxes back. I ain't got no damn money.
Okay, but at the same time, you'll go put rims on your truck or get a new wardrobe or this, that, and the other.
Say, but well, I work for that money.
But I, okay, and I understand that. I did that. But you got back 8 stacks and all I got back was 2. You know what I'm saying? And shit, I remember that day. You know what I'm saying? You didn't have money.
You should have worked more hours.
I'm saying, I remember that day, though, that you didn't have money for your pack of cigarettes and for your 40. And I, you know what I'm saying, I got you your squares and I got you your 40. Matter of fact, I got you 2 40s. I let you come over to the crib and you ate dinner and shit. You decided 2 40s was too much. So you got drunk and you stayed the night on my couch. You know what I'm saying? You owe me. You don't feel like that's the same deal?
Well, you know what? You know what? I would. I would. If I got $8,000 back and you needed a couple of dollars, I would give you a couple of dollars because you did help me out along the way. You know what I'm saying? But if I got $8,000 and you got $4,000, shit, you got enough.
You got kids and I don't have kids.
Right,
I'm saying,
right, right.
I mean,
you got
I'm,
kids and I don't. Remember that. You got them, not me.
Not me.
Well, no,
hey, I'm just being real.
You, the other way around. You got kids, that's why you got 8 stacks. I don't have kids, that's why I only got back 4.
Right, so don't you think I should take that money and spend on my kids?
Right, you should, but I feel like you owe me something because I was there for you that day you was depressed, or I was there for you that day, you know what I'm saying, homegirl was tripping and shit, you came over my house and you ate dinner and we drunk and shit, you slept on my couch and you washed your ass with my towel and my soap and shit.
So what do I owe you?
Exactly. So you're proving my point. Just because you're my friend don't mean I owe you shit. I owe you nothing but to love you. If I hit the lottery and I decide that all I'm going to give you is $100,000 and you look at me like I'm crazy, that's bleeding. You're not going to get that or a damn thing else from me. I don't know
you. You better get a good-ass alarm system.
You're not even going to know where I am, nigga, because you
ain't got it.
Because
I'm going to move out this neighborhood.
You got damn I'm not going to stay here for your answers. I'm not going to stay here for your envious, jealous, hating ass and come do something to me. No, it's not going to go down like that.
God damn right, I'm coming through. See, y'all misunderstand it. Y'all misunderstand me. I'm misunderstood. It's not the fact that if one of my friends hit the lottery, they owe me. They don't owe me shit. You know what I mean? My thing is, if we go back 30 years, I mean, we've been friends for 30 fucking years, and we still friends today, and you came into some money, I shouldn't have to ask you for a dime.
You didn't, but you said out of your own mouth that if I won $5 or $10 million and all I gave you was $100,000, you would throw it back in my face because you feel like I could give you more than that. But my point is, ain't nobody ever, you've never seen $100,000 at one time in your life.
That's you greedy motherfuckers. That wasn't me.
Exactly.
I'll take that $100,000 and be happy with it.
You damn straight.
When you run out, when you run out of that $10 million, because when you run out, I'm gonna bet and double and triple my money, and then don't come back asking for some money because I'm not gonna give it to you.
Give me that. I'm talking about 40 cigarettes and said it was a done deal.
You know what, man? I'm gonna tell all y'all something. If one of my friends hit $10 million and they gave me $100,000, you goddamn right I'm gonna be upset. And that's real talk. We've been friends too fucking long for you to give me $100,000.
You just got kids, he got kids, he got his friends still alive.
And he got his money.
Well, like I say, if any one of my friends hit the lottery for $10 million and only offered me $100,000, I'm gonna be upset.
Well, I know not.
I took him a whole lot of shit.
So that I get $10 million then.
That and that'll be the end of our 30-year friendship. I'm sorry. I
give you $1,000 a month then.
Well, I mean, hey, I mean, if we go part ways, we're gonna part ways. But I mean, come on now, you gotta keep it real.
That's exactly why people run out of money, because they're trying to help their country, they're trying to help their friends, they're trying to help all their families. And then here you are, you done gave all your money away to people who probably just splurged it. You feel what I'm saying?
And now you
back broke.
$10,000.
He give you
$100,000, dude. You ain't never. Come on, man. We've been friends. Come on, man. Because if she was on the other foot, you'd be speaking a whole different motherfucking language, man. Come on, now.
$100,000.
Oh, yeah,
I'll take that
$100,000.
And you would
be like, damn, you gave me
$100,000. No, you didn't have to give me that. Exactly.
You didn't have to give me that. I could have been one that you didn't give nothing to. Exactly. You could have been like, I hit this money and I never knew what.
Whatever, man. Whatever, man. Sin City, man. We're supposed to keep it real.
Come on, man. See,
all
people in real. You're the only one that's in a delusional way.
And that ain't being delusional.
I'm
telling you,
for real,
pal.
Feel like that's not enough?
I must not be understanding what's going on here. I must be lost. I mean, we're talking about a business, but I was talking about friendship. So I don't see how the two compare.
I put both. I put your friend and your business partner together.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, she's saying, okay, I hit for $10 million. I said, well, dog, I'm finna sink X amount of dollars into CNC Radio. Whatever profits come out of it is yours, because I got my money sitting right here. So whatever profits come out of CNC is yours. Do you feel like that's enough, or you feel like, oh, I still want more? That's what.
Oh, that'd be fine. That'd be fine, but that's on the business side.
So, in other words, on the business side, but on the other side, you still want more money. You still want some money.
As your friend.
That's what she asked.
If we're going to go into business together, okay, that's one thing. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if I hit for $10 million and I invested $1 million in Sin City, okay, that's fine. That's cool. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, I come at you and be like, hey, man, I know we've been friends. You know, I live with you and all this and that. And, you know, here's $10,000. Thanks.
Thanks.
Come on, man. I mean, come on, dog. Come on, man. Let's take Sin City out of it. It's just me and you. You ain't gonna
okay,
be offended
me.
With that?
I mean, you know what? I would feel like, damn, $10,000, yeah. Now, I've been sitting here and I've been quiet because I've been hearing y'all go back and forth. And for the most part, I mean, if I hit for $10 million, yes, I'm going to try to get my business going, and I'm going to tell you that. I'm going to try to get my business going. I'm going to try to Everything I think that I'm finna go with, that I'm finna try to make me more money, because I'm going to try to double this 10. I'm going to try to double this 10 10 times over if I can. So my thing, that's just like when me and you was talking the other day. Like I said, I would give you X amount of dollars. Like, look here, dog, here's something for you to hold you over until I can get this shit off the ground. Now, I would do that. Now, I'm not saying I'm going to give you $1 million. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do that. But I'm not going to just say, okay, here go a set amount. Motherfucker, get the fuck out of my face. I don't want to ever hear from you again. No, I'm not that cold-hearted. But now, no, everybody's not going to get that. Everybody's not going to get what they want from me. And I mean, I'm gonna give you what I feel like I need to give you, just like you would give me what you feel you need to give me. Because at the end of the day, like Janine said, I give all my money away. How in the fuck I'm gonna invest anything? I'm broke. I can't give everybody everything. You per se, yes, I will break you off, dog. I will break you off, and you will be comfortable, and it would not feel. It wouldn't be no factor with us. And I'm 99.9% sure that you would do the same for me. Now, all of us? No, I'm not gonna even get on here and lie and say, yes, the whole clique would be living lavish. No, the whole clique wouldn't be living lavish. No, they wouldn't.
Well, that's all I'm saying. If I want $10 million, dog. And I said, here's $100,000, man. 30 years of friendship. You think that's enough? I'm not asking if you're going to be happy. I'm not asking if you're going to be happy. I'm not asking if you know what I'm saying, you're going to take the money anyway and all that. I'm talking about in your heart. Straight up, real talk, in your heart. Would you be satisfied with 100 G's? And I got 10 G's.
You know what? Honestly, and this is the honest God truth. If I knew you were trying to do something, yeah, I would be content. I would be content because you need your money to do whatever business proposition you finna try to do. But at the same time, all right, this $100,000, nigga. Here you go, dog. Here go $100,000. Now let me go and do what I got to do. You know what I'm saying? But see, my whole thing is like, okay, I'm not going to try to be greedy and try to be the only one to eat. But at the same time, I can't make these million-dollar moves if I ain't got the $1 million. You know, I can't give you $1 million, Wick $1 million. We're going to cut it off at that, but you know what I'm
saying?
Well,
I'm not saying nobody should give nobody $1 million unless it's a divorce. But if you walked up to me and said,
all right, dog, here $100,000, don't ask me shit else, goodbye. Yeah, I probably would be a little like, damn. Okay, damn, that was kind of, you know, damn, nigga. But if you like, all right, dog, well, here go $100,000. All right, now let me do what I got to do. Let me do what I got to do. Cool. Do what the fuck you got to do, bro. But now if you like, here go $100,000, motherfucker, I turn my back on you now. You get nothing else from me ever in life. Don't speak my name. Don't say shit. You know, you can't get another dime from me ever. Then, yeah, I probably would look at you sideways.
So when is the cutoff? How many hundreds of thousands did you give him before it's the cutoff?
Right.
No, you don't get no, you don't know that. I got to build my empire that, to the point where I feel like, shit, whatever I decide to give you after that, I'm not hurting for it. I'm not hurting. I gotta build my empire now. You know what I'm saying? I would expect you to do the same. Don't forget about me. I'm your boy. Don't forget about me. You know what I'm saying? Now, in the sense of the fact that, okay, you got $100,000 in the bank. That motherfucker, you know, you still ain't, I mean, when we go places, you still, you know, I got you. Don't trip. You know what I'm saying? You gonna be all right. You gonna be all right because you my dog like that. You gonna be all right. You ain't gonna. But no, I do got to make. If the cash cow gone, then shit. If I ain't got nothing, ain't nobody got nothing.
Well, that's understandable. That's understandable. All I'm saying
is people don't see that though. All they see is what you're spending. They don't see all the investments you're trying to make or you trying to wait for this money to come in over here and all this. People just see what
right.
they want to see. That'd be
right.
the problem.
Right.
Because
exactly.
they don't know personally what you're doing. And then they make all these assumptions, and that's when the friendships end. So they just
exactly.
assuming that you're not trying to look out for them and things like that. But you don't know what that person's trying to do with their money.
I mean, to me, it just sounded like shit. If I hit for $10 million and we've been there for 30 years, you think I'm supposed to give you $5 million? I'm not gonna give you half of my money.
I'm not talking about no millions. I'm not talking about millions. All I'm saying is, when you get your $10 million check, you remember when you and so got into it, who was there? When you needed a place to stay. Who was there? You understand what I'm saying? When I was selling real good and took everybody out, who was there? Now I don't got it and you got it. All I'm saying is remember those days. That's all I'm saying.
So you can put a dollar amount on friendship. I mean, because friendship doesn't.
It's not about. You're getting it twisted. It's not about that dollar amount. That's not what it's about. It's
but
about remembering when you
enough.
Didn't have.
But
when you didn't have an idea,
enough.
I was there.
But
now, I don't have
enough.
And you do, be there. That's all I'm saying. I'm not putting a dollar amount on nothing. I'm just saying remember.
Okay, but now.
That $100,000 ain't enough.
Here's what the part, like, what you and Wick were saying. Like, wait, I give you $100,000, that's it. I'm gone. Damn. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, I give you this money for this investment, that's it. I'm gone. Now, me, I'm like, well, I give you the money. Now, let me do what I got to do, so motherfucker can, you know. Well, motherfucker, I mean, I would be a Grinch or a motherfucker no good. I would feel in my heart I'd be a no good ass nigga if I didn't look out for my true people. My true people. You know what I'm saying? I'm not, but see, like I said, now, I'm listening. That's why I said I was just sitting back listening. Y'all was like, okay, I'm going to give you X amount of dollars and that's it. You're not, don't ask me for shit. I mean, I know $100,000 ain't going to last you forever. Once you buy your car, buy your house, yeah, you're going to be kind of shortchanged. You know what I'm saying? But in the meantime, while you buying that car and that house, and you know what I'm saying, you sitting back, dude, I'm trying to do these things where if I did say, well, damn, dog, here go another 100,000. Here you go, bro. It ain't going to hurt me. It ain't going to hurt me. It ain't going to set me back. It ain't going to do shit. So see, now if I done spent this amount of money and I ain't invested shit and I turn around and give you another 100,000, then I go get him another 100,000, and then not to mention my expenses of me and my kids and whatever else I got going on, the money steady dwindling and ain't none coming back.
Right. Right.
Now, that's how I would look at it.
And my whole thing was, I'm not going to give Pookie from the hood, even though Pookie from the hood been my nigga forever. You know what I'm saying? Me and Pookie done some of everything together. But I know that all Pookie is going to do with $100,000 is trick it off on stupid shit. He's not going to try to make any changes. All he's going to do is spin. I'm not going to give Pookie no more than that. I probably ain't going to give him up because that's like me. It doesn't matter how I came about the money, if it was hard work, sweat, and tears, or I won it. I still got shit to do, too. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not just going to throw away this money on something that I know is not going to make a difference. If I throw away $100,000 and my whole entire family and my real niggas got a new wardrobe or some shit like that, okay, I know where that money went. I don't feel like that was a waste. I'm not just going to give, you know what I'm saying, everybody I know $100,000 just because we've been cool for years.
Well, y'all just see it differently than I do. I mean, I give you some money. I'm gonna watch what you do with it. If you don't do right, I mean, come on. You know what I'm saying? I give you $200,000. You go buy a business. Your business fail. Right? You got to go. You going out of business because you know your business failed. But at least you tried to do something with the money. You know what I'm saying? I ain't mad at you. But if I give you, you know, I give you $200,000 and you know you go buy a ton of weed, you know, whatever. You ain't do shit with the money, so I'm not gonna help you with it. I'm only gonna help people that's gonna help themselves, man. Straight up, that's real talk.
Okay, and I think in that shell, pretty much everybody's saying the same thing.
But I'm saying that when it comes to my friends.
Okay,
I'll take you and Wick
for the right thing with the money.
We all been friends about the same amount of time. We all got 30 plus years of friendship. You know what I'm saying? I respect that. I mean, we fought each other, cussed each other out, talked shit to each other. We've been through it all. Now, I can say the three of us been through a lot of shit together. You know what I'm saying?
Agreed.
I mean, I even lived with you. He lived with me. We've been through a lot of shit together. And if I won $10 million, that would reflect on y'all. Y'all wouldn't have to work no more. You know what I mean? I mean, that's what friendship means to me. If I get $10 million, you ain't... y'all can call off tomorrow. Trust me. Tell them you quit. Because I'm going to take care of everybody.
You can't take care of grown men for the rest of their life just because you got to tell me you're not going to accomplish anything. You cannot take care of your whole clique for the rest of their lives off of $10 million and think that everybody's going to be all right.
How come I can't? If we all on the same page, we all thinking alike, we all looking at it, you know what I'm saying, opening up businesses and shit like that, how come we can't make it?
That's only if the money is coming in.
I said that's only if there's constant money still coming in. But $10 million, if you take care of your whole clique, is going to run out. If that's all you're doing is taking care of niggas and they ain't got to work no more. Somebody
not if we got businesses together. I mean, if we go open up a liquor store, you know what I'm saying? We're going to make money as long as we don't work there.
What
you know what I'm saying?
Y'all can't be drinking up.
That's why we wouldn't let Wick work there. Wick wouldn't have
you
no part of the
thing. Don't be trying to just put it on Wick. You drink.
We ain't putting him in a list. You know, he'd be running to McDonald's or some shit. You know, we can open up a McDonald's. We can open up a liquor store, a strip club. I mean, come on.
I'm just glad I only got one friend. One. And that's it. She is only one who I would consider giving some money to, and that's it. Everybody else, I don't know about that. Unless I'm investing into something with that person, and I'm getting a percentage. I'm not just, everything about money is business.
Right.
I don't care nothing about no friendship. Unless you family and somebody I really care about, you ain't just going to be getting my money. You just not. It's an investment. And so if you start a business, I'm going to get a percentage of your business.
How you going to get a percentage of my business?
Because I invested in your business. You wouldn't have.
Oh, okay,
that's
yeah. I mean, if you gave me the money to help open up a business, then yeah, of course.
Of course.
But see, I'm not saying I'm taking all
your money or whatever, but I invested in your business, and I'm going to get a percentage of your profit.
Right, that's understandable, but this is what I'm saying. If I got $10 million, okay, I got five friends. Five friends.
Uh-huh.
In my lifetime. That's it. That's all I got.
Mm-hmm.
All five of us will come together, and we would try to hash out somewhere all of us can eat.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because if I'm eating, I'm making sure all my friends going to eat, like he said earlier.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's what friendship is all about.
Okay, and I'm telling you, it's not going to work out that way.
It may not. But that would be my goal going in. That would be my goal.
Oh, okay.
Well, don't nobody, we all working for ourselves now.
I mean, and I hope that works, but everybody is not going to do what you want them to do.
Exactly.
When some people get money, they might change for the worse.
Yeah, and that's the bottom
line.
You never
know what they are doing.
They said they were going to go in on a business, but their business went under, and yours is still profiting, but they still feel like you're supposed to take care of them.
Mm-hmm.
And all I'm saying is if that's how you conduct that $10 million, then don't expect for that $10 million to be $20 million or $40 million or $80 million. That's not going to happen.
Shit.
I mean, dog, that honestly, cause I gotta look. I'm looking at it like this. We all not gonna do right by that money. We not. You know it or not know it. What you saying? I mean, it's wishful thinking. But you know, just like I do. We're not gonna do all us are not gonna do right by that money.
That's true. But ain't that what's wrong with trying? I mean, the way y'all saying it ain't gonna work from the jump, so don't even try it. But what's wrong with trying?
I mean, it's like I said, dog. Certain individuals, that I just know is not gonna do right, dog. I mean, it's just like I understand, and I know you do too, and I understand your wishful thinking, but you know, just like I do, certain individuals are not gonna do right, dog. I mean, they're just not. They just not, man. And I mean, if I'm at the point where I got to try to make this money, I got to take this money to the next level, then no, I'm not going to give that person that money and not see no return on it. You know what I'm saying? I know with you, whatever I give you, I'll see some type. I'm going to give you something just to put in your pocket. And I'm going to give you something. I'm going to give you something so this business can get started. But see, I know you. I know you gonna try to bring some type of profit out of this. You ain't gonna just take that money and say, "Yeah, time to smoke,"
right,
or "time to drink," or "time to do this, time to do that." I know you not. So my confidence with you, and as fucked up as it sounds, I got more confidence in you than I got in my own brother when it comes to money. I would actually give you, if both of y'all came to me and said, "I want to start a business," I would look at my brother and be like, "No, you're not. You're not going to do nothing." Like I said, I'm going to be God honest with you. My brother probably be, ain't no telling where my brother be at. But now I'm going to look out for my brother.
Exactly. That goes for family. Just like I would be able to give my mother money. Easily. And I know she'll do right. She'll start her business. She's been trying to start or whatever, pay her house off, whatever she's going to do. My father? Oh, hell no. I can't just be giving sweet daddy no money like that. He'll be, that's just like giving it to the boat. He'll be tricking with his women and shit.
And that's just the way it is, man. I mean, I'm not saying I'm not going to try to look out for people, but no, when it comes to that much, dog, no. I mean, cause I know you're going to try to invest. And I know what you're thinking. I got a family to provide for. There's a chance for me to keep on providing for my family on a whole nother level than what I've been doing. Okay, that's fine and dandy. That's what I'm talking about. But if a motherfucker gets that money and like, "Man, fuck you," I mean, I bought 10 pounds of kush. What? Like, shit. It's a good chance I'm not going to see no profit that money.
Yeah, but you know what, though? When you think about it, when you think about your friends, you know who would do shit like that. And you know who
exactly
wouldn't. You know what I mean?
Exactly. My point exactly. Yes, you do. Now, by me being the age that I am now, yes, I do. Now, if I was 18, I wouldn't have thought like that. Fuck it, man. Here you go. Let's party, because I've probably been right that party in with y'all. But now, here I am, damn near 40, and now my mentality done changed, and your mentality still like it was when we was 18. And, no, I got to say, no, dog. I'm gonna look at the whole situation entirely different.
Because see, people just need to, y'all need to do whatever y'all gonna do in regards to bringing more money in, get that started first. Because y'all
right.
Know, kids alone, once you get that type of money, your whole lifestyle changes. Everything you buy is double, triple on what we pay for now. You see what I'm saying? We ain't going to the little furniture store we usually go to. You going to the high-end furniture store. Or your house is more than what, you know. Everything is higher in a higher bracket. The kids want Lexus. They want the Lexus. They all want the little Chevy. You see what I'm saying?
I'm still going to the flea market to get my white tees.
Yeah, okay.
5 to 20, you can't beat them. Can't be the little shit. But you know what, you are right. Because it's funny that you brought that up, because I was looking at the guy I was looking at this guy the other day, and I'm looking like he got the same white tee that I had on, V-neck, but he had the Geronimo on it. Oh, this $40 shirt. Man, this is the same goddamn shirt I got on. But he paid $40, and I paid $4. I paid $4 for my T-shirt, and he paid $40. But, hey, he got more money than me. I ain't going to lie.
And, I mean, sometimes when people get to that certain income bracket, they don't feel like they should have to go to flea markets or Walmart. Some people don't even go to Walmart when they get to that certain cash bracket. Hell, they shop, you know, them rich folks, they shop on Rodeo Drive, pair of jeans,
right,
about $500, shit like that. Shit, I wish I would pay $500 for some
jeans. I'm still... And motherfuckers are talking about them damn True Religion. I still don't know on the pad. They told me them motherfuckers $200, and that's cheap. I said $200 for one pair of jeans. Y'all motherfuckers got to be kidding.
It's like the old saying, keeping up with the Joneses.
I don't think I would even. If I was rich like that, I don't think I would spend money like that. I would do the same shit I've always done. I may get a better car, a better house, you know what I mean? But fuck all that. $500 for a pair of fucking jeans? You know what I'm saying? I mean, you can give me $20 million right now, and I will still be wearing N1s. And they $25 at Walmart right now.
Because that's because you understand the struggle now. You understand it now. You understand how money is now. Shit, you done went your whole adult life. Shit, you know the value of a dollar. I mean, I think right about now we all do. But, shit, when you're younger, you don't think like that. And, see, that's my whole thing about, and that's why I understand what they were saying because, yeah, when you understand that value of a dollar a little bit better, you know what I'm saying? You won't be as prone to say, like I said, Doc, I bullshit you not, and this is true. If I was 18, I won $10 million. You know what I'm saying? Y'all, I being right off the bat, yeah, this my dog, this him, this that. I probably would have broke everybody off like $500,000 a piece. Fuck it, we all for the ball out of control. Now. Let's go 20 years forward. What will we be? I mean, because we can go 20 years forward from then to now and look at us. I mean, shit. Some of us not talking to each other. Some of us, you know what I'm saying, we done fell out. We done had an argument. I mean, some motherfuckers then, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, all us ain't friends the way we used to be. So just imagine.
Yeah, see, I don't even know how that happened, man. I don't even know how that fucking happened, man. I mean, that was a time, man, we was always around each other. Always. If you saw one, you saw at least two other ones.
And now you can barely catch any of us together.
Well, that's because we all live in separate places. But, I mean, we still should all be on speaking terms.
Well, we not.
You know what I mean? Straight up, dog, we went through a lot of shit together as friends, all of us. I ain't talking about just me and you. I'm talking about all of us. The other dude, too. I mean, we shouldn't be at the level that we at now. You know, like you say, some of us ain't talking to some, you know, one person ain't talking to this person, and then this person talk about that person. What happened? How did we get here?
Some people chose to grow up, some people didn't. Bottom line.
Well, I break everybody off. That's just me.
Okay.
Fuck it, we going to the best strip clubs. We going to Magic Mike, all of them.
No, no. That's a male strip club.
Magic Mike? Whichever one they got down there in Atlanta? Magic City? Magic?
Yeah, that's what we going.
Something
that's
magic.
We going to Magic City. See, it's not
like that. Magic something, goddamn.
Walking that y'all, this goddamn sausage fest. Oh, Lord. Get me out of here.
Fuck, we go back to Occasions. I know it ain't even open.
Right, well,
I would open
that
a strip
bitch
up. Club. If I hit the lottery, I would definitely open up a strip club. It's guaranteed money. You're going to make money every single day. A strip club, a McDonald's, and a liquor store. You're guaranteed to make money.
Yeah,
how many liquor stores lose money? Liquor store, you work at a liquor store. Do y'all lose money?
I mean, every business loses money, but I feel what you said. Hello, can you hear
me? Yeah. I'm saying, everybody knows somebody that drinks.
Right, but I mean, shit, as long as we got it, it's going to sell. The shit sells itself. You know what I mean? Basically, as long as we have it, somebody's going to buy it. So
exactly. So you're always going to make money on it. Is it like crack? Sell itself.
But every business loses money. Let's not lose sight of that.
I'm willing to bet you any amount of money that at least 90% of the liquor stores in America make money. At the end of the day, it's a profit. I bet you they ain't in the red.
Right. They got a way bigger profit than they do loss. Hell yeah.
Just like McDonald's. 94% of McDonald's make money. 94% of them. The system works. At strip clubs. What dude don't like going to the strip club?
I'm telling you what kind it is. If he's gay, he don't want to come now.
Well, it's more straight motherfuckers than gay motherfuckers. I mean, how much money you spend on Occasions? I spent a lot in there. I know I did.
I spent my fair share.
And so does everybody else. That's why they always make money. That's why I would definitely open up a strip club. Guaranteed to make some money. $2 drinks.
Well,
as long as you got some good-looking girls, you good to go.
Let me go on and say Lil Wayne said it ain't tricking if you got it, so I wasn't tricking.
I was.
Yeah, you were.
I didn't have it. I was spending somebody else's money.
Sometimes we both were.
Shit, there's been plenty of accounts I fucked off. But you live and learn. But
what was you about to say?
No, I'm just saying, you know, on a business like that, I think, you know, if all our friends came together, I think we could strive. We could thrive in a strip club. I think that would be a good business that we could go into together.
Who, all of us?
I think all of us could.
I don't think so.
Well, I think we all can thrive in a strip club.
Mm-hmm.
And see, Cass, that was your question. How do you weed them out? You just said it right there. You know what I'm saying? You said, out of all of us, we'll do the right thing. So you do know how to weed them out. It's not that hard.
Well, on that note, we're about to get out of here. So,
I played the Powerball, so hopefully we'll be talking about this shit next week.
Hopefully. So you got any last words?
You know, I enjoy myself. I enjoy it. I have a good show. And, you know, I'll be back next week. Fancy the radio.
All right. That business tycoon, Janine, you got any last words? That motherfucker be cutthroat. I can see her in the corporate world. No, you're fired.
Well,
We don't, hey, dog. If we did get rich, we got to get help to sell our investment because that motherfucker, he cutthroat.
You call that an idea? I don't. Yeah. I fired.
That's the idea you had? Oh, okay. Can you please close the door on your way out?
Man, you know what, man? Let's hold on before we end the show for 1 second, man. Janine, let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing that you, like you say, you're in the corporate world, you're cutthroat, could you fire your live-in lover?
No, that's different.
Okay. All right. Okay.
All right. I can separate this. My family, my kids, my lover, my parents, you know, and some family. Everybody else, you basically, I can give a two shits about. And that's the God's honest truth, because I came into this world by myself. Ain't nobody helped me get to where I'm at right now, and I mean nobody, not even my mother or father. They kiss my ass, too, but I be trying to be nice, okay? Other than that, I did this by myself.
Did you just say your mama can kiss your ass?
Yeah, I did.
You must have been paying attention. This ain't the first time I've been saying that on this show.
Right. What'd you say? I didn't hear that.
I said he must not be paying attention. This ain't the first time you said that on the show.
Oh. Yeah. Because everybody else been about themselves, about their life. They ain't care shit about me, so why should I care about everybody else that didn't give a shit about me? And to try to make sure that my life was supposed to be decent or turn out right and shit like that. I don't have no type of feeling. That's how I was raised, I guess. So it's only a select few.
Mm-hmm. But the living love, okay. She said, fuck her mama, but the living love is good to go.
He cool.
Right, he cool. You can get the fuck out of my face, Mom. Baby, let's go.
Right. What he said, holiday? Come on, baby.
But I'll see her respect her. I mean, I'll see her respect her in her face. I don't cuss her out in her face and stuff like that. Even though she didn't do the same for me, you know, I try to restrain myself.
But that only made you a better mother, right? That made you
it
a
did.
Better mother, right?
It did. Yeah, that I agree. You. I agree with that. I do believe everything that happened in my life made me who I am today.
Thank God you didn't go the opposite way.
Mhm.
You know, that's a good topic for next week too. I mean, I would jump on it now, but it seems like as soon as it gets good, they probably cut us off.
Yeah, they're gonna cut us off.
So that will be a topic for next week because motherfuckers can't. I mean, thank God you went the right way, and but it's a lot because of. And then you would think because of their upbringing, they would be like, okay. Because of my upbringing, let me do things the right way. But then they treat their kids the same way they got treated, but then wonder why their kids don't fuck with them.
That is so fucked.
Yeah.
You know what? I got another topic for next week. I read on the site from Love Child about the social. Can social networks fuck up your relationship? I want to get on that today, but it slipped my mind. Let's get on that one next week too.
That works for me.
So if y'all got some comments, she posted it on the site, so go to the site. SinCityRadio.net or .ning.com. Either or. It gets you there.
Okay. Now, Jazeem, what was your last word so they get us up out of here?
It was a great show. I enjoyed listening to all you guys and your bad ideas. And I'll be on here next week.
Bad ideas. Hey, I ain't giving anybody my money.
I know.
I'm like you, a very select few. Don't worry about it, partner. You and that select you. I can't say that about everybody.
Is Wick still on here?
Nah, he hung up.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, the guy, he knew he was the one y'all was going to cut out. He done hung up. Got a pissed off.
That motherfucker said 100,000. Motherfucker, the damn time you didn't. You know what? We're going to need to go there. I need what? M I E you, kneel you, motherfucker.
I ill, man.
Yeah, M I E you, kneel you.
I is who I is. In the words of Paula Deen.
All
right, man. SinCityRadio.name.com, SinCityRadio.net. Either will get you there. We got Superman, Man of Steel playing on the site. Thank you, everybody, for calling. And thank you, everybody, for listening. And y'all already know the topics for next week.
All right, all right. We out to the beach. Peace.